Hello, my dear listeners. I'm Natalia Kirshner, and I'm an English language interpreter, translator, teacher, and tour guide. And today I'm going to launch our podcast dedicated to one personality who's considered to be the most multilingual woman in the world. She's called Dr. Kate Olohm. She was born in 1909 and died in 2003. And she was of Hungarian heritage. And she's been called possibly the most accomplished polyglot in the world. The most striking thing about Kate Olohm is that she began learning foreign languages fairly late in her lifetime. Moreover, she was quite indifferent to learning foreign languages at school and later on at university. By the way, she never had to do anything with learning foreign languages. She got her PhD in chemistry. And it was not until she reached a ripe old age of 24 when she began learning English. And her primary motivation was to find work as a teacher. So she decided to make a living teaching foreign languages. She began learning Russian, and she did actually master Russian in 1941, and she was so successful that by 1945 she was already interpreting and translating for the Budapest City Hall. At her peak, I mean at the height of her mental powers, she interpreted and translated 16 different languages. Just imagine, can you believe that? 16 different languages. Another striking thing about her is that she was one of the first simultaneous interpreters in the world, which happened in the 1950s. So, in this episode, I'm going to talk about one of her most famous books. It's called Polyglot: How I Learn Languages. It was published in 1970 in the Hungarian language, and it was not until 2008 that it was published in the English language. In this book, she argues that it's not possible to know 16 languages, at least not at the same level of ability. I only have one mother tongue, Hungarian. Russian, English, French, and German live inside me simultaneously with Hungarian. I can switch between any of these languages with great ease from one word to the next one. Translating texts in Italian, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, and Polish generally requires me to spend about half a day brushing up on my language skills and perusing the material to be translated. The other six languages, Bulgarian, Danish, Latin, Romanian, Czech, and Ukrainian, I know only through translating literature and technical material. Can you believe that? She could translate or interpret to Ukrainian, one of my mother tongues, alongside with Russian language, by the way. So, but if I could speak to Kate Olohm now, I would definitely say to her, I'm afraid I must beg to differ, Mrs. Loam. I just can't go with you on that. You just can't switch between several foreign languages with great ease if you're not a native speaker. I mean, I remember watching a video featuring an interview with a Russian scientist called Tatiana Chernigovskaya. In this interview, she argued that it's just not possible for a human being, for a mortal human being, to be able to switch, to be able to absorb a foreign language the way the native speaker does. If you have reached a ripe old age of 5, 6, or 7. The thing is that as soon as we turn 5, 6, or 7, our brain loses its resilience. You can no longer achieve the level of fluency the native speaker does. So you can't switch between your mother tongue and a foreign language that you acquired later on in your lifetime with great ease. It's just not possible, Mrs. Loam. So, and that's it. Okay, let's call it a day. In my next episode, I'm going to talk about the role of grammar in learning a foreign language, and more specifically about Kate Olohm's perspective of the role of grammar in picking up a foreign language. And to do this, I'm going to rely on this same book, and the exact same book, Polyglot: How I Learn Foreign Languages. So that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed my podcast, and if you want to make a comment, make sure you leave it in the comment section below this post. And just for the next episode, just watch my Facebook page, English Interpreter in Kiev. Goodbye, have a nice day.